Now we're holding on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the beginning of the third perek. So now we're going to start getting into the topics for which the Masechta is named, namely Shavuos, after we had, as the Gemara had said at the beginning of the Masechta, it wanted to deal with Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, because it's very brief, then it finished with that first. It took up the last two Perakim in terms of Gafim in the Masechta. It's about a third of the Masechta, but in terms of Perakim and Mishnayos, it's two Perakim out of eight. And now the rest of the Masechta is going to be dealing with matters of Shavuos. Mainly the Shavuos for which this Masechta is named are going to be the ones that have to do with Dine Mominus, which is why this Masechta is in Seder Nezikin. But first, our Perek is going to be dealing with the kind of Shavuos that are more related to Nedarim, namely what we call Shavuos Bitui. The word bitui is from the expression in the pasuk levate b'sfasayim that a person states or expresses with his lips, lahorai lahetiv, to do bad or to do good, as we're going to work out throughout the perek what that phrase means. So our perek is going to be dealing with shavuos that are not directly related to dinei mominus, and then in the following perekim after that, we're going to start dealing with ones that have to do with dinei mominus. You think about it in terms of, for example, in terms of the books of the Rambam. So here, what we dealt with until now, Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, the details of that are in Sefer, are primarily in the Rambam and Sefer and Sefer Avoda and Karbonis and all that. Then you have this parak is going to be in Sefer Hafla, and then the rest of it is going to be in the various parts involving Dinei Mominus, Kinyan, Mishpatim, and Shoftim. Okay. So the Mishnah starts off. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, as we said at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two types of Shavuah, which are four, meaning that you have two explicitly in the Pasuk, Lahorai Lahetiv, a person makes a Shavuah to do something bad or to do something good. For example, bad would be, for example, I won't eat this food. To do good will be, I will eat this food. Shein Arba, and then we derive from it also, as we'll see in the Gemara, that there can also be Shavuos Bitui in the past. I did eat this or I didn't eat this. That's the Mishnah teaches out. Shavuah she'oichal v'shaloi oichal. So a shavuah that I will eat or that I won't eat. Those are the two that are more explicitly in the Torah. And when we say I won't eat, obviously means, you know, I won't eat within a certain amount of time. The Rosh points out, if you were to say, I will not eat ever, that's a Shavuos Shav. Now, one thing we're going to distinguish between as we go through in the Perek, there's a difference between Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker. A Shavuos Shav is a useless Shavuah. So examples of that we'll see later on in the Perek. For example, a person were to make a Shavuah that this stone pillar is really made out of gold, that would be an example of Shavuos Shav. It's very obvious that it's a false Shavuah, as that's a useless Shavuah, as opposed to a Shavuos Sheker is one where the falsity of it is not immediately obvious. It can be a Shavuah in Beis Din. We'll talk about later in the Masechta, where we have the various Shavuos in Beis Din, where it's possible for a person to be chayev because of Shavuos Sheker, because of Shavuos Bitui. And then you have, for example, let's say it's not so obvious what the pillar is made out of, and a person swears that it's one thing and it turns out to be made out of another, or he says a shavuah that I did or didn't or will or won't do something and it turns out to be false. So here when he says shavuah she'oichal b'shaloi oichal, so he says I will eat this object or within a certain amount of time, then he has to fulfill that shavuah, and if not, then it's a shavuah sheker, or that I won't, same thing. And there's also the two shavuahs of that I ate or did whatever and that I didn't eat. So those are all support of Shavuos Bitui. Again, that's the Shtayim Shein Arba. Now we're going to see later on in the Perek that not everyone agrees to that, but right now we touched on that at the beginning of the Masechta, but right now that's the Sam Mishnah is telling us that that's how it is. Shavuah she'loi oichal v'ochal kol shavu. Now what happens if he makes a shavuah that I won't eat and he ate a kol shavu, less than a kazayas? Chayev, divir amakiva, so that Akiva says nonetheless he's going to be chayev. Omruloi, so the other Chacham said, how can you even chayev him for that? Heichem latzinu, v'oichal kol shavu shu chayev. Where do you ever find that somebody eats a kol shavu less than a kazayas, then he should be chayev? He says that I won't eat, and here he ate what's less than a kazayas, so why are you being mechayev him? Amar lahem Rav Akiva. So Rav Akiva answers back to them. Fine. Well, where do you ever find that somebody speaks something and because of that he's chayav a korban? And here the fact is, you're saying that here his speech alone is mechayav him a korban. He said I will eat this, and he said I won't eat this, and he did. So in other words, the chiyuv. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying it's one thing when you're talking about, let's say, a person eats something treif, so fine. You need to have a significant amount that he ate in order for him to be chayev, namely a kazais. But over here, the issur is because he violated his word. Well, the fact is he's violating his word. He said that he's not going to eat, and he ate. Who cares that it's less than a kazais? That's enough. That's enough, says Rabbi Akiva, to be mechayev him. The Chachamim, meanwhile, are going to say, so Rishonim explained that the Chachamim are going to say that, we agree it is also Chatzi Shir. There's a Machlokas elsewhere in Shas, whether Chatzi Shir also Min HaTorah, whether if a person eats less than a Shir, is it also Min HaTorah or is it not? So fine, it is also Min HaTorah, but it's not enough to trigger for him to be Chayev. What he's Chayev for, by the way, I forgot to mention, with the Shavuos victory, if it was B'mezid, he's Chayev Malkus, and if it was B'shogig, then it's another example where he brings a korban olav yored, which is another reason why this is tied in with Tumas Miftish Rekodshav that we've been dealing with in the last two parakim, because those are two of the cases where a person brings a shavuos vitri, the other one being shavuos eidos, which we'll deal with in the next parak. Anyway, therefore, as the Chacham say, to be mechayiv him a korban or to be mechayiv him malchus, for that you need a full shiur just like any other issur, whereas Rabbi Akiva is saying that here it's different because he was over on his own word. In fact, there's discussion about that. Shach wonders if he only meant to be asering a kazayas. Why would Rabbi Akiva say that he's? Why would Rabbi Akiva? Or why would even the Chachamim say that he's chayev? That he's also to do less than that. And there's discussion about that. But anyway, that's how it is. There are actually machlokas rishonim about that. What the Chachamim hold, the Rambam, and a number of other rishonim hold, they agree it would be also. He's just not chayev for it. And then you have the Ramban and some other rishonim say that the coins of the Chacham wouldn't be also even drabbanim either, because the fact is, according to them, his shvua is meant to be on kazayas and no less than that. In any case, Rabbi Akiva is saying that either way he's chayev. Okay, so the Gemara starts off. Now, when we said in the Mishnah, Shvur Sha'oichal, a Shvur that I will eat. Now, there's two ways of understanding what the word Shvur Sha'oichal means. It can mean a Shvur that I will eat. In other words, here I have this loaf of bread in front of me, and I'm making a Shvur that I will eat it. It can also mean a Shvur that if I were to eat this, it would be awesome to me. And we find the connection with Nedarim. We have such an expression as the Gemara is going to bring now. So that's the Gemara asks. Remember the Sha'oichal da Achil Namashma. Are you telling me the word Sha'oichal means that I will eat? Or a mini? But I have a contradiction from a Mishnah in Nedarim. The Mishnah describes, if a person says Shvua loy oichal loch, a Shvua that I will not eat by you, or shvur sha'oichaloch, or a shvur that I will eat by you, or loy shvur shaloy oichaloch, or not a shvur that I will not eat by you. So in all those cases, he's also to eat from the food of the person from whom he made the neder. Now here we're saying loshen shvur, but as we're going to talk about later on, it is possible to, it is possible, even though, strictly speaking, there is a difference between a neder and a shvur. Technically, the difference is that a neder is on the object. For example, this object will be also to me like a korban, and a shvur is on the person. I will or I won't do such and such. But nevertheless, it is possible to express, to a certain extent, they're interchangeable, and therefore that it's possible to make something also as a neder using a loshen of shvur. So now, when he says shvur sha'oichaloch means when he says shvur loy oichaloch shvur loy oichaloch or shaloy oichaloch as the case may be, then it means he's saying that a shvur that I will not eat from your food. Shvur sha'oichaloch means, on the contrary, means that what I would have eaten of yours is going to be also for me by shvur. and lo shavua lo echalach, what I won't eat from you won't be under a shavua to me, implying, but what I will eat of yours would be under a shavua. So we see, in other words, that when he says shavua sha'oichalach, we're understanding it to mean that I won't eat by you. So, whereas our Mishnah is implying that our Mishnah is saying that if he says shavua sha'oichal, then it means a shavua that I will eat. So what is it? And the answer is, Amar Abaye la'olam da'achil namashma. The words shavua sha'oichal do in fact mean that I will eat. Mashma implies that, but loikasha can be misarven by lechol, can be shein misarven by lechol. There's a difference whether they're pleading with him and nudging him to eat by them or not. So somebody is telling him that somebody is, please, you got to come and eat by us, and nudging him, and over again. The word misarven, by the way, the shortish sorav, samach resh beiz, usually means to refuse. Here it means the other way around. Here it means that they're pleading with him to do it. We actually had an Ein Yaakov a day or two ago, yesterday, I think, where the expression was, that Talmud kama sarvan, that Hashem tells Moshe, stop gab to come into Eretz Yisrael, people are going to say, look how sarvan the Talmud is. This word sarvan doesn't mean rebellious and disobedient. It means how importunate he is, how much he's pleading again and again, and people are going to wonder why Hashem is not listening to your tefillos. So we see that this shodesh can mean that. Strictly speaking, it would be sarhev with a hey in between, but often the hey drops out of these kinds of things. So therefore, so that's what it means. So masarven by lechol means that they're pleading with him to eat by him, and he, in other words, he doesn't want them to keep on nudging him, so he makes a shur. So therefore, masnisin b'she'en masarven b'lechol. So the Mishnah is talking about where they're not pleading with him. So therefore, shvur sha'oichal means a shvur that I will eat. Braisa b'masarven b'lechol. The Braisa, it's not really a Braisa actually, Tosfos points out what we said before was, what we quoted before was a Mishnah from the Nedarim. So Tosfos actually doesn't like the fact that it says Braisa, just the other Mishnah, the Misarven Melechol, means where they're begging him to eat by him, so he just wants to get them off his back. So when he says Shavur Sha'oichal, doesn't mean, it makes it sound to them, I guess, like in other words, I will eat by them, but really he means on the contrary, whatever I would have eaten by you is going to be also for me by Shavur. So he says, lo yachilna v'lo yachilna. So he keeps on saying, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. So now, and then he finally says, you know what? Shavua sha'oichal. So then, dekim kamishtaba, hachi karma, shavua sha'lo yachal. So then it's clear from the context that when he's saying a shavua that sha'oichal, he really means a shavua that is going to make it that I'm not going to eat, because he just wants to support what he's been saying all this time, because they keep on nudging him. So therefore, it's clear that their sha'oichal means whatever I would have eaten by you is going to be awesome. So that's how we reconcile it. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. When it comes to the Mishnah from Nedarim, or what the Gemara had been calling a Braisa over here, again, Tosfos takes out the word Braisa. The Rosh points out that maybe the word Braisa, some of the word Braisa very rarely can be Mishnah Chitzoin. Basically, the word Braisa means outside. So it would mean a Mishnah outside of our Masechta. So it could be a Mishnah, but nevertheless, the Gemara is calling it Braisa in the sense of a Mishnah elsewhere in Shas. Anyway, Rav Ashi gives another answer. Toni shvur she'i oichaloch. Rather, correct the wording of that Mishnah in Nedarim to say that what he said was shvur she'i oich, not shvur she'oichaloch. Because you're right, shvur she'oichaloch would be a shvur that I will eat by you. But rather, it means a shvur that I will not eat by you. She'i means that I will not. Well, the Gemara says, Yehochi Maila Memra. Well, then why does the Mishnah have to tell us anything about that? And then there's no chiddush in it, especially since it already mentioned shaloi oichaloch, and she'i and shaloi are basically the same thing. And the answer is ma'od etema, without the Mishnah, you could say, according to Rav Ashi's answer, without the Mishnah telling us, you would think, lishna de'itkilale, maybe he tripped over his tongue. Maybe he when he said she'i oichaloch, maybe he actually meant to say she'oichaloch, the lishna de'itkilale, and he stuttered, and when it came to the word oichal, and he accidentally said e oichal. So therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore we're saying that we don't say that. So, in other words, E Oichal, the Ran points out in Nedarim, in the parallel Gemara, and Nedarim is not a very usual expression, so you would think that maybe it's not considered that he actually said that, and therefore the Chiddush is that, no, this is what he said. Now, Tosfos says, so why don't we just ask him what he meant? And he said, and the answer is, Tosfos says, let's say he just said whatever. I'm not taking a view on what I actually meant. Whatever I said is what I meant, basically. So that's one possibility. So then we have to see what he actually said. And then we're saying that the fact that there's a possibility that he tripped over his tongue, that he stuttered, is not reason enough to change the meaning of his neder. So therefore, it amounts to saying that his neder or his shvur is that he actually won't eat. Another possibility, Tosfos says, is that he forgot what he was thinking. Okay, Tosfos also refers to the fact that in Nedarim, the Gemara explains why Rav Ashi doesn't want to learn like Abaye. There's a difference between whether they're pleading with him to eat or not. From Tosfos, it comes out basically that if he had said, yeah, I did trip over my tongue, we would believe him. All we're saying is because he's saying, you know what I said what I meant, and I'm not going back. Whatever I said, I'm going to take it as what I meant. Whereas according to the Rosh, we're going to tell him that Rav Ashi's Kamash Malon means that we're not going to believe him to say that. In fact, it ends up being a machloekas between the mechaber and the rama whether if a person said something of a shvur of a neder, whether he has the ability afterwards to say, you know what, I didn't actually mean that. It comes out from Tosfos that he would. It comes and the Rambam agrees with that as well. Whereas the Rosh says not so. So within that also, Maushar discusses this a little bit, what Tosfos means by this. One possibility is that he didn't know what the word sha'oichaloch means, so he means to just say, fine, whatever people usually understand sha'oichaloch to mean, and therefore, so now when he said she'i oichal, then it might mean that, Then it would be that so now when he says she'i oichal, are we actually holding him to his words, or are we actually saying that if he said she'i oichal, then we have to reinterpret it as she'oichal, because that's not normal for people to say she'i oichal, and therefore it would mean that he said that I can eat. What the Marshal's first answer, the Achronim have a bit of a hard time with understanding it, and then Marshal's second answer is, like we said, that basically he said that whatever people, I meant what I said, so therefore, so I'm not going to say that I tripped over my tongue. I'm just going to say that if I said she'oichal, then it means she'oichal, and if I said she'i oichal, that means she'oichal, and that's that. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, now, when it comes to, when the Torah tells us about Nedarim at the beginning of Parshas Matos, you have it mentions that there are several expressions that a person might use of a shvur. Ishti yidur neder l'ashem, or yishav ha-shvur, lesser isra al-nafshay. Later on you have the expression nivtas faseha, the expression of her lips. So now the Gemara is going to deal with what all those phrasings mean. So turn on the bottom, we learn in the Braisa, Nivta, when a person says Nivta, that would amount to Shvur. So in other words, if a person says, for example, a Nivta, this bread is also to me, then that amounts to a Shvur that he won't eat it. And therefore, if he's over on that, then he's bringing the Korban over the Yodid that we're talking about over here, or if it was Mamezid, then he's Chayav Malkus. Isur, and if he says Isur, if he says the word Isur, so if he says Isur, this bread, Shvur, that also amounts to a Shvur. Isur, what is the nature of the Isur, of the word Isur? Then it depends. Imata oima Isur Shavua, if you say that Isur means a Shavua, Chayev, then he will be Chayev Malkus of a Korban. Vimlav Potter, and if not, then he'll be Potter. Now, it sounds like the Braisa is contradicting itself. First it said Isur means a Shavua, and then what do you mean? Imata oima Isur Shavua, what do you mean if you say that Isur means a Shavua? Vaha amrita Isur Shavua, you just said that Isur is a Shavua. So what does the Braisa mean? Amar Abaye Hochikama. So Abaye says, here's what the Braisa means. Nivta Shvur. Yes, so if a person says Mivta, this loaf of bread, now you have to remember, the word Mivta itself doesn't mean a Shvur. The word Mivta itself just means an expression of the lips. But in other words, the point is that this is what's called a yad. In Masechta Nedarim, you have, and we're going to touch on it in our parak as well, you have the concept of yodos. Sometimes you have, let's say, the full lashon of a neder would be this object should be also to me like a korban. The full lashon of a shvur would be I swear in Hashem's name that I will or I won't do such and such. But you can have also, this person says, a partial statement, it's called a yad, it's like a handle on the entire statement, and that's still valid. So now, what the Braisa is saying is, because the word nivta is used in the Torah in connection with nedarim and shavuos, therefore, when the person says nivta, this loaf, to me, then that amounts to saying, that's a yad for saying, a mivta, a statement in Hashem's name that I will or that I won't eat this bread. So therefore that's a valid shavuah. Iser, now what Abaya says, when the Braisa continues and it mentions the word Iser, means something else. Nikpis b'shvur. This is talking about something called matpis. Meaning, in the words, it's as if we consider it as though he said, a shvur that I won't eat this loaf of bread. And now that he's in addition saying that another loaf of bread, this one should be like that one. So it's called matpis, like he's grabbing on. You have the original neder or shvur. On the original loaf of bread, and now he's saying that the second one should be like the first one. So therefore, that works. That is valid, and now the second one becomes also as well. This is how Rashi learns. We'll talk about soon. We'll talk about soon what Tosfos has a whole different understanding of things. Anyway, so Abaya is saying what the Braisa is saying is Mivta is the original Shavua itself. Iser is what's called matpis, is taking the one loaf, taking the iser of the one loaf, and then applying it to the other one or not. And then the Braisa continues, iser. Now the question then would be, what is the nature of the iser on the second one? But the second one is definitely iser, but the question is, what would be the nature of the iser on it? Would he actually be chayav malchus or a korban for the second one as well? So then the Braisa says, imata omer mitpis v'shvur, kemotzi shvur mipiv drami. If you're going to say that when a person is matpis v'shvur, it does work, and it is considered like making an explicit shvur on the second one, well then, in that case, chayav, then he's going to be chayav for the second one as well. The imlav, if it's not considered an actual shvur, and then it's only an iser, potter, then he would be potter from a korban or from malchus. So that's the difference. In other words, saying mivta on the loaf of bread itself, there's no question is chayav, but saying iser, meaning in other words, this one should be like that one, the braisa is basically saying, yes, there is an iser on it, but are we saying that iser rises to the level of malchus or a korban? Maybe, maybe not. That's the point of Rashi. Tosfos has a bunch of questions on Rashi, and among them, first of all, the Braisa is going to say, is going to define later on that an Isser is in fact an Isser Shekosa Batura, so it is a strong Isser of the kind that would be Koris or Malkus, and besides which, since when do we find a Mishnah or a Braisa that does like that, where a Mishnah or a Braisa will tell us the din, that's their job, is just to tell us the din. They might say, in a particular case, you have a Suffolk or something, but it's not going to say, well, we ourselves aren't sure what is the status of this, so why would the Braisa be phrasing it that way? So that and a bunch of other questions. Anyway, so Tosfos explains that, no, like this. Rabbi Tam brings in Tosfos. When the person says Mivta, then yeah, it means a shvur. When he says Iser, it doesn't mean when the person said Iser. When the Pasuk mentions the word Iser, does not mean that a person can use the word Iser and make something also on himself. If he were to say Iser, this loaf, it wouldn't necessarily become also to him. What is the case where Iser would work is by Matpis v'shvur, where he swears, he makes some kind of valid shvur on one loaf, and then he says, this second one will be just like the first one, meaning just like the first one is also. So is the second one, that the Braisa is telling us that is the definition of the word Iser in the Pasuk. Meaning, in other words, Tosfos teaches out the Braisa as follows. So we're saying, Mivta is shvur. Fine, no question about that. Iser shvur means as follows. What is it? We're saying that the Iser of the Torah is also shvur. But imata oyma matbis b'shvur. If you mean that if he's makbis on a loaf of bread that he already swore on, have a kemotzer shvur mipiv v'chayev, then he's like he expressed the shvur verbally, and then he's chayev. In other words, if he were to say this loaf of bread is osur to me with a shvur, and then he says this one should be like that one, yes, that would be what he's chayev on the second one as well. The imlav, what if he just said the word iser kikar ze'alai, this loaf of bread is iser to me, then the braisa would be saying that that's not a loshen of shvur, and then he'd be potter on the second one. So not in other words, like Rashi says that the Tana of the braisa himself is not sure what the din would be in that case, but rather he's stating a fact that it depends how he expressed that word iser. Another possibility, Tosfos then gives another explanation. When he mentioned the second one, he mentioned eating. He said that I won't eat the second one, just like the first one. Then the second one will be chayav. He just said how do you like zeh kazeh? Then it would be potter. And then Tosfos goes on with other possibilities. Iso would be that already there's a third loaf of bread involved over here. If you're going to say that the second one is considered makibed shvur on it, then it means that he can even be makbis from the second to the third one. And the question would be, therefore, whether he could do from the second to the third. So three different explanations in Tosfos what it means. The Ran explains actually to Rashi that it means, in other words, that he said Iser he said Iser on the second one. So that amounts to that he said on the first one, and now he says this one is like the other. So now again, the Tana knows for sure they're both Osir, but as far as the Tana has a suffix as far as Korban and as far as Malkus, to find the question that's not so bad for the Tana to give us a suffix like that. Okay. So Abaye continues. Now, where do we get that the word mivta amounts to a shavua? Because the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisi shava levate b'sfasayim." When it talks about the korban or the yerdet, it says if a person swears to express with the lips. So we see that the word mivta can be a loshen of shavua. Well, then iso nami. So then, why shouldn't iser itself be a loshen of shavua? Dichtiv kol neder v'choshavuas iser, as it mentions in Matos, where it talks about the nedarim. Not a father or a husband can be made for his daughter or his wife. So there it says the word kol neder v'chol shavuas iser. So iser goes together with the word shavua. So why is the braisa assuming that it means hatposa, that it means this concept of taking the iser of one and applying it to the other? Why don't we say that iser is an independent shavua that iser is an independent shavua on its own? So fine. Ella, so rather Abaya continues. So rather Ella mi mai de iser makbis b'shvur. So rather let's restate it and say as follows. Where do we see that iser means not an independent iser but rather makbis? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says oy osra iser al nafsha b'shvur, because the pasuk describes that she made an iser on herself with a shvur, so implying that there was already one shvur and then there was an iser that now brings in something else as well. Rashi says mashma shasauter tfasata b'davar shenishval of kvar. It implies that she's asering it and binding it using something else that she already made osur. Well then, the question would be then mivta nami haksiv l'chol asher yivate adam b'shvur. Well then, why is mivta an explicit shvur of its own when, after all, the pasuk also says whatever a person will be yivate with a shvur, implying that there was already one shvur and now he's being mivate and then expressing something else to tie it into that. So why are we distinguishing them between mivta and iser? So elam rabbi says no, you're right. We can't say that. The source for the two expressions mivta versus iser is going to be as follows: mivta shvur mehocha. Where do we get that mivta can be an independent shvur of its own? Not from the pasuk that we said l'chol asher yivate adam b'shvur, but rather because the pasuk says and the pasuk mentions mivta independently. V'imhoye siyale ish. The pasuk describes when a woman is niskadish and now she has a relationship with a man, they haven't done nisuin yet, but they're still in erusin. Undareha alaha, and she has nedarim on her. Oy mivta sfaseha asher osra al nafsha, or she has the utterance of her lips. So here we have the word mivta that she made osra on herself. Then the pasuk describes how her how her chosen and her father together can be made for her nedarim, via the shvur lakama. Now that pasuk doesn't say anything about shvur. So, the my osra asra, asma, so therefore the pasuk is implying, how did she make it osra to herself? The mivta, with the word mivta, so therefore that's where we get where the word mivta itself can mean a shvur all by itself, as opposed to when it comes to Isser, since the pasuk mentions Isser in connection with Shavua, like we said before, or Osra Isser, Al Nafshav Shavua, so therefore we understand that Isser is something else meaning Hakpasa. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. You could say, now all this time we're assuming that when a person is matfis, it has fully the strength of the original neder or the original shvur, and he's going to be and we're saying so we said the Braisa was asking, does it even have the strength as far as malchus and as far as korban? And the question is whether this matfis is enough to make him chayev. So now, Rava says, "La'olam emalach matfis mitfis v'shvur lav kamotzi shvur mepiv drami." You could say that no, when a person is matfis with a shvur, is not considered like an original shvur. So therefore, the shvur is not chal. You can't be matfis one thing to another in a shvur. But hachikama, rather, the Tana means as follows: mivda shvur, iso nami shvur. Both mivda and iso are expressions of an actual shvur. What do we mean when the Braisa continues? Isur, imata omer means isore de isur. What is the nature of the isur of the word isur? Namely, and after all, he tilei akosiv ben neder l'shvur. Well, we have to look at the fact that the word isur in the pasuk is between the words neder and the word shvur. In other words, the pasuk had said that if in base isha nadara, if it says that she makes a neder in her husband's house, or osra isra al nafsha b'shvur, or she makes an isra on herself with a shvur. So in other words, the word isra is between neder and shvur. So what does that imply? So Rava says what the Braisa is saying, not that the Tana of the Braisa has a suffix what it means, but rather it's going to depend how that isra was phrased. If it was expressed as a loshen of neder, which is, in other words, again, classically a neder is that the object is osur. So if he says, for example, this, if he says this loaf of bread will be osur to me, which is the loshen of a neder, so then when he says the word isur is a neder. So he says this loaf of bread is on me isur. So then that amounts to a neder. And now one difference is that a person is over on his neder, he's not chayav a korban olav yodid. The korban olav yodid is only by a shvur. That is one of the distinctions between a neder and a shvur. So therefore, so if he had said, Isur, this bread on me, then it would amount to a neder. Beloshen shvur, on the other hand, if he said, Isur, that I won't eat this bread, and that I won't is a loshen of shvur, then it has the dinim of a shvur, and now he's going to be chayav a korban olav yodid for it. So in other words, Rava is saying, Mivta by itself is strictly a Loshen Shvur. There's no possibility of Mivta being a Loshen of Neder. But Isser, it's going to depend when he says Isser, then it's going to depend how he phrases it. Hey Chanitila, where do we find that it's between that the word Isser is between those other words? As the pasuk we just said, being base Isher Nadara, or also Isser on Nafshe B'Shvur. So we see that they have the order Neder, Isser, and Shvur. So therefore, that's what the Braisa is saying. Mivta is not between other phrases like that. So therefore, we understand, and Mivta is always mentioned in connection with Shvur. So therefore, Mivta is another way of saying a Shvur. As opposed to Isser, it's going to depend. It could be a Neder or a Shvur, depending how he phrased the rest of the sentence. Okay. So the bottom line is, so far we're saying we have a machloikas, Abaya and Rava, how to understand it. Where according to Abaya, Isur always amounts to a neder. The question is only whether matfis is considered the neder itself. So the Gemara points out, for Ozer L'Taimayu, Abaya and Rava are going according to their respective shittas in that regard. De Itmar, namely, we have a discussion on that very point. Matfis v'shvur. Exactly that. A person makes a shvur that I won't eat this bread. Then he makes another, then he says, and this bread should be like this bread. Abaya omo kamotzi shvur mpiv domi. Abaya says it will be considered like he stated an actual iser an actual isser on the second one, and therefore he's going to be chayav equally for the second one. Whereas Rava says he's not, and therefore the shvur is not chal on the second. There you have a machlokas rishonim, whether it means that it's going to be also at all. The Rambam holds that it'll be also, even according to the halacha is going to be like Rava against Abaya, as it usually is, but according to the Rambam, it still means it will be also to him. It just means that he won't be getting malchus for it, whereas according to the Ramban, there's no issue in it at all. So therefore, Abaya and Rav are explaining the Braisa according to their respective shittas, where Abaya is saying that Isur means matfis, and therefore that he's chayev, and Rav is understanding the Braisa to not be referring to matfis at all, but rather to be referring to whether he says the word Isur as a lashon of neder or shvur, because according to him, matfis is b'chol not chayev malchus, maybe not even also altogether. So the Gemara says, Mace, you have a contradiction on Rav. A braisa says, "Ezer hu isar ha'omer b'torah." What is where the Torah says that a person makes an isar lesser isar on nafshoy, and that's something that he's not allowed to violate. And then, as the pasuk continues, "Lo yachol devaray." So ha'omer, for example, a person says, "Harei alai shalo eichal baser." A person says, "It'll be a neder on me, it'll be a shvu on me, that I won't eat meat, v'shaloi eshte yayin, or that I won't drink wine, ki yoyim shemes goy oviv, like on the day where his father passed away." So here we have, in other words, you have the concept of fasting on a yahrzeit. So now we have a smach for that in this Gemara, where we see that a person is saying that like on the day of my father's yahrzeit, where I fast. Similarly, I won't eat on this day. I won't eat meat or I won't drink wine on this day. Kiyem shemes be'aviv or kiyem shemes be'ploni, or like on the day when Ploni passed away, somebody from whom he's also very sad and he fasts on that day. Kiyem shenerek be'gedalia benachikam, or like the day when Gedalia was killed on some Gedalia, where you don't eat. So the same way, in other words, I'm saying this other day should be like that one. Or like the day that I visited Yerushalayim and saw it in its state of destruction. So all those things also, then that's a valid shvur, and now he's also to do any of those things. Tosfos, by the way, points out, strictly speaking, that can't be a neder, because a neder has to be one difference between a neder and a shvur, because a neder is chal on the object, therefore it has to be a davar sheyesh bei mamash. A person can say, this meat should be also to me by a neder. You can't say eating meat should be also to me, because eating meat is an intangible thing. So fine, Tosfos says the Tana is not really being precise with the Lashon. It just means, in other words, he's saying that this meat should be also to me, like it's also to me on the day that such and such. Or it means that he's saying that this day should be like that day, and then therefore so a neder can be chal on a day. That's even though a day is an intangible thing, but at least it's an object as opposed to an action. There are Rishonim who learn the Ramban learns that no matter what Lashon he says, it would still be considered a Yad. It would still be considered a partial declaration of a Shvur, and that would still work. So in any case, the Braisa is explaining that you have, so the Braisa is explaining that the Isser over here means that he's saying that this day should be like that day. So again, what it means, in other words, he's being matfis. So anyway, for Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel clarifies that the Braisa means, we're talking about where previously the person had made a neder not to eat meat on that day. So let's say a person had made a neder that he's always never gonna eat meat on his father's yahrzeit. So now he's being matfis, now he's saying what applies to that day should also apply to a different day. Tosfos actually wonders why does Shmuel mention it specifically as far as a neder? Why, after all, the context of it here, we're talking about a shvuah. So because we learn the concept of matfis b'neder, we learn from matfis b'shvuah. So therefore, it's more normal, it's a more usual thing that people will make a neder that I won't eat meat or I won't drink wine. Let's say on the day that I saw Yerushalayim, it's not usual for people to make a shvuah on that kind of thing, and therefore Shmuel is speaking of it in terms of neder. By the way, you can see the sensitivity of a Yid in those days. He sees Yerushalayim and sees the ruins of Yerushalayim, and the Mis Mikdash has such an influence, such an effect on him that he's ready to make a shvur or a neder to every year to remember the anniversary of that and not drink wine. Whereas we come and go to Yerushalayim and we don't really pay much attention. We're kind of desensitized to it. Anyway, the Gemara continues. So, b'shleimel abaya. So, according to abaya, we understand then how this works. Mid matpis b'neder, neder matpis b'shvur shvur. Since, as the Braisa is saying, as Shmuel clarifies, when a person says a neder on something, and then he says this other thing should be like that first one, then that works. To be matpis by neder definitely works. Well, then matpis b'shvur shvur. So then, you same thing. It's the same thing. A person can do the same thing with a shvur to be matpis one from the other. In fact, as Tosfos is saying, the very fact that you can do it by a neder, we learn it from the fact that you can do it by a shvuah. So according to Abaya, that all works out well. Elo the Rava kasha, but according to Rava, the whole thing is a kasha, because Rava is holding that you can't be matfis by a shvuah. Well, then according to him, you shouldn't be able to be matfis by a neder as well. And so how is the Braisa working out? Where Shmuel is explaining that the Braisa is talking about where he's matfis by neder. So, according to Rashi, basically, we're saying that, so far, we would be saying that Rava would hold that, in fact, there's no such thing as being matfis b'neder. And the Gemara is going to answer that, yes, according to Rava, in fact, there is. Tosfos learns differently and says, of course, Rava knows that there can be matfis b'neder. The question is why, based on the logic we just said, it shouldn't work if, according to him, you can't be matfis b'shvur. So the answer is Amalach Rava. Rava will tell you Tshitz ve'emahachi. Here's how you have to correct and explain the wording of the Braisa. The Braisa is not talking about Matfis b'neder. The Braisa is talking about the Iker neder. So in fact, the Braisa wants you to know that you're not chayv in a neder unless you actually state it explicitly. So that the neder itself has to depend on what's called dover hanoder. It has to be, for example, a person makes a neder, it's not enough to say, for example, a neder that this thing is also to me. It has to be, as it talks about extensively in Masechet Nedarim, it has to be that he compares it to something which is already also to him, and that thing that's also has to be a dover hanoder, has to be something that is capable of becoming also by a person's neder. Namely, for example, if a person were to say, let's say, this loaf of bread should be to me, like tray for meat, then that wouldn't work, because tray for meat is not a dover hanodr. But if you were to say this meat should be also to me like a korban, that works, because a korban is able to become, for most korbanos, you're able to be nidav and nidav. You're able to donate a korban, and therefore now it's a dover hanodr, and now you can attach something else to it. So Rava says that's what the Braisa means. Ezehu isur neder ha'omer b'Torah. What is the example of an isur of a neder that says in the Torah? Ha'omer harei olai shalai ucha boser v'lo eshtegayin, v'shalai eshtegayin, ki yem shemes ve'aviv. He says, I won't eat meat and I won't drink wine like the day on which his father passed away, ki yem shenereg by Ploini, or the day that Ploini was killed on it. So that's the isur neder. So he's saying, harei olai shalai ucha. He's saying, I won't eat. So this is not matfis b'neder. So now, but the point is that he's associating it with, so omar shmur, v'ushu nodru v'oma eshtegayin. So in other words, we're talking about where he made a neder to begin with on that other day, on his father's yard site or whatever, because my time omakro ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem ad shi yidur b'nover v'dover ha-noder. In order for a neder to be valid, it has to be tied to something which is capable of getting this kedusha through a neder. So again, like you were to say, this bread is also to me like a korban. So in this case, the same thing. This other day, his father's yard site becomes also to him by a neder. So now, therefore, he's able to be matfis in it by he's able to be matfis, not matfis. Rava is holding that you can't be matfis, but he holds that actually yidur b'davar anodur, the original neder has to be tied to something that is capable of getting its kedusha through a neder, namely the day of his father's yahrzeit or whatever. But not, in other words, that if he were to then say, so in other words, let's say, so let's give a practical example. Let's say his father's yahrzeit is, let's say his father's yahrzeit is today, Chav Gimel Iyar. So he would say, so every year, Chav Gimel Iyar, he's previously made a neder, I will never eat meat or drink wine on Chav Gimel Iyar, my father's yahrzeit. Now let's say, he wants to say that Chav Dalar Iyar should be the same as Chav Gimel Iyar. So we're saying that works because that's Yidur B'Davar HaNodr. But Rava is saying, if now he were to continue that chain and say, for example, on Chav Hei Iyar should be like Chav Dalar, Rava is saying that wouldn't work because when it comes to Shavuos, you can't be Matfis, so Rashi learns that Rava, what are you saying? You can't be matfis with Shavuos or with Nedarim at all. You can have, but the issur depends on a davar anodr, but you can't extend the chain beyond that. Tosfos again disagrees and says that no, when it comes to Nedarim, you could be matfis. The question is that you can't, the old Rava is saying is you can't do that with a Shavuos. Rashi brings in this connection another girsa So Rashi brings in this connection, and well, when we talk about Gedalia ben Achikam over here, Rashi brings a girsa that the Isser on the on Tzum Gedalia is only Dirabbanan, and therefore that might not work, but Rashi doesn't like that girsa because the fact is, whether it's Daraisa or whether or not, the fact is that Nedarim are able to be Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, just like a Dvar Hanashuas, and therefore there's no reason to distinguish whether, when it comes to Tzum Gedalia, whether it's Daraisa or Dirabbanan or not. Tosfos brings that the Ri is good as that and says that you could still distinguish between the original thing, whether it's also Daraisa or Darabanan, versus the thing you're making it depend on, where that's different. There might be a difference whether it is, in fact, whether the original thing was also Daraisa or Darabanan. So that's the Gemara continues. Kiyom shemes ve'aviv. We said if he makes the neder that this day should be like the day that his father died. Pshita. Obviously, it's davar hanodr. In other words, Rashi explains. The question is, why are we mentioning Dafka, the fact that it's that if the day his father died, what does that change in that? What does that change the matter? He originally said, for example, this day should be also to me to eat. And then to eat meat, and that works, and now we can be matfis in it, and then now we can be noder b'davar hanodr, now that other day has the kedusha of a neder, now he's able to make another neder depend on it, because that's how nedarim work. So why mention the point that his father died? See, right, the Gemara says there's not much of a chiddush in that. The chiddush is more the Braisa wanted to point out the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, Tzum Gedalia, and therefore the Braisa incidentally mentions other examples like that. Well, the Gemara says, Honami, so the question is, and the Chiddush is, Sakadai the Chamina, the Chiddush is, you would have thought, Kibin the Kiloi Nodder, Nami also. The fact is, if he doesn't make a neder not to eat meat or drink wine on Tzum Gedalia, anyway, it's also because we have a Tarkonas Chachamim to fast on that day. Ki Nodder, Nami, Lehabi, Alai Isser. So you could argue that now if he makes a neder, there shouldn't be an Isser on him, the High Lab Mitvus the Neder, who, and therefore, that shouldn't be considered that he's matpis b'neder, because now the fundamental issue on that day is medivrei chachamim. Kamash malon. Therefore, the Braisa is telling us that no, you do say that it is considered a davar hanodr, and therefore, it's not really a davar hanodr because you don't have the option whether to say it's also to you or not. The fact is, it's also regardless midirabanan, but nevertheless, it can be considered davar hanodr, and therefore, you can make a neder to say that another day should be like that day. So here's where. So again, Rashi doesn't like the explanation, doesn't like the girsa, that the Braisa would be making a difference, that the Gemara would be making a difference, a distinction between whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan. Tosfos learns, Rashi learns that if it was Minatora, it would work, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, either way, the neder would work, whereas Tosfos says that no, in fact, if the day was also Daraisa, it might not work, only because it's also Darabanan, then therefore does it work. So therefore the Braisa says Kamash Malon. Therefore the Braisa wants you to know that it does work. And then once it's mentioning the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, then by the way it mentions other examples like that, such as the day that his father passed away. Okay, the Gemara points out the Afrab Yechanan Savala Lahadir Rava. Now, when we have this Machloikas Abaya and Rava, whether it's possible to be Matfis with a Shavua, and Rava says that you cannot, Rab Yechanan also agrees with Rava on that. And the point is, and the result of that, therefore, is what we talked about on Amun Aleph, that when a person says Iser, and he says Iser, that I will or I won't do such and such, then that amounts to a Shavua, unlike we said Abaya had said that Iser amounts to Matfis. Rava had said that Iser can be either a neder or a shvur, depending how he expressed it. So Rabbi Yechanan holds the same thing, and we know that, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that when a person says Mivta, la'uchalach, Iser, la'uchalach, shvur, that whether he says Mivta or Iser, that I won't eat from your food, either way, that amounts to a shvur. And therefore, we see he clearly holds like Rava that Iser will be a shavua depending on how he phrased it. And he rephrased it that I won't eat of yours. So therefore, that's a shavua. So Marsha actually wonders how is that a proof? Maybe it still means that it's matfis and then it would work like a baya. Maybe you could make it work like a baya. So Marsha brings up the question and leaves it open and says it's a bit of a doichak and then the Rashash explains that Rabbi Yochanan should say more clearly, Iser lo Eicholach is called Machfis B'Shvur. He shouldn't just say Shvur, he should say Machfis B'Shvur and clarify that it means Machfis. If he doesn't say that, then it means that he's not Machfis, it means it's an actual Shvur itself, which would be like Rava. Okay. Next. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yechanan as follows. Oichal v'loy oichal, if a person, the first two shavuos that we described in our Mishnah, where a person says, I will eat, and then he doesn't, or I won't eat, and then he does, then if he's over on that, sheker. Then what he did was a shavuos sheker. V'azarothe mehocha, the warning in the Torah is because the Pasuk says, in Parashas Kedoshim, v'loy se shavu b'shmila shoker, don't swear in my name falsely. On the other hand, continues Rav Dimi, achalti v'loy achalti, but if he says, I did eat, and in fact he didn't eat, or the other way around, if he says achalti, and I ate, and in fact he didn't eat, or v'loy achalti, I didn't eat, and he did, shav, then it would be a shvur shav. V'azarose mehocha, in that case, the warning on that is from here, lo sisa Hashem Hashem alakachal hashav, where it says in the Exodus, the Dibbis, don't take Hashem's name in vain. And Rav Dimi continues, koinomos. Now, if a person was over on a koinom, which is a neder, the Lashon koinom, the Gemara discusses in Masechta Nedarim, is an alteration of the word korban. The Gemara brings there two different opinions. Is it that the word koinom is the word for a korban in some foreign language, or is it a term that the Chacham invented in order to discourage people from using the word korban? Because people would often say korban l'Hashem, and you want to discourage them from using Hashem's name unnecessarily. Anyway, the point is, so koinam is another word for neder. So in other words, here we're saying, Rav Dimi is saying there's two types of shvur. One which is a shvur sheker and one which is a shvur shrug. And then in addition, you have nedarim, so he's over on a neder, over below yachol dvarei, then there's a different issue in the Torah that he shouldn't violate his word. Now, Tosfos points out that by Shavuah also, there would be the Isser to not violate his word, because the Pasuk, when it says, L'yachol dvarei, mentions, ki yido nedo l'Hashem, o yishov ha-Shavuah, and both of them it says, L'yachol dvarei. In other words, Tosfos says, what Rav Dimi means is that if he violates a neder, he's only over on L'yachol, but if he's over on a Shavuah, then in fact he would be over on L'yachol, as well as Shavuah Shav, or Shavuah Sheker, as the case may be. Rashi, on the other hand, learns that lo yachel is taka not referring to a shvur lahaba, it refers at most only the shvur, only to a shvur sha'ovar. And then there's more, the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch say that lo yachel is only on a neder and not on a shvur at all, so they disagree with Tosfos. So there's discussion. Why should that be so? Why shouldn't he be? Why the shvur shouldn't he be over on la yachal dvaroi as well? So one point is, in other words, when the Rambam seems to understand when the pasuk says oh he shavah shvur, doesn't mean that he made a shvur. It means, in other words, that he says that where he says he uses the word shvur, where he says if I do such and such or I don't do such and such, then this will be also to me. So in other words, he uses the shvur as a means to create a neder. If I go to this place, then now, as a result, this food will be also to me. So he's created a neder using a shvur in order to create the neder, and therefore that would be when he's oivan lo yachal dvaroi, as opposed to if he made a pure shvur where there the Rambam is holding that lo yachal dvaroi wouldn't apply to it. So we have a machlokas rishonim in short, whether Avdimi means to say that lo yachal does not apply to a shvua at all, or whether he does mean it does apply to a shvua, and he's just saying, in other words, that when it comes to a neder, then that's the only thing he's over on and nothing else. So the Gemara says Meisvi. So now I have a contradiction on this whole statement of Avdimi. A Braisa says, now here, Avdimi is saying that there's a difference between shvuas shav and shvuas sheker. In other words, as we said, a shvur lahaba, a shvur that I will or won't do something, if he violates it, is a shvur sheker, as opposed to a shvur for the past, is a shvur shav. But a braisa says, shav v'sheker echad hein, the braisa says, shav and sheker are the same thing. So on the face of it, what does the braisa mean? My lav, shav l'sha'ovar, my lav mid shav l'shavar. Since a shvur shav is something on the past, because like we said, a shvur shav will be a useless shvur. For example, that this pillar that's in front of us, which we can all see, is made out of marble, is really made out of gold. So that would be something in the past. We can all see in the past it was made this way, and we see it in front of our eyes. So the braisa would be implying, since a shvur shav is l'shavar, is about something that already exists, or something that was already done, sheker nami the shavar, then a shvur sheker would also be about the past. Alma achalti v'lo achalti shekeru. So therefore, that would mean that a shvur on the past, I ate or I didn't eat, would be a shvur sheker, not like Rav Dimi is saying that it's a shvur shav. So the Gemara says, my midi iria, what kind of a question is that? Each one has its din. They're not necessarily the same thing. Or my dover echad hein. The braisa doesn't necessarily mean that shav and sheker are identical, as in the definition of both of them is the same. All it means is the bedivur echad nemru means that they were said in one statement of Hashem. Meaning, in other words, that in the Dibros, in Parshas Yisro, it says Vayisisa Hashem Hashem Alekach Alashov. In the second Dibros, it also says that. But when it comes to Eidos, in the first Dibros, it says Vayisana Baracha Eid Shoker. In the second one, it says Eid Shov. But in other words, the idea is the Braisa is saying, now you should know, when Hashem said Shav, he also included Sheker with it. And they said, Hashem said it, B'dibur Echad, that it means, that Hashem said it all at once. Hashem spoke the words Shav and Sheker at the same time. So that's what it means. In other words, that the Tana is saying when it says Lestana Baracha Eid Shoker and Eid Shav, even though they're two different versions of the Dibros, it means Hashem spoke them both at the same time. Just like we have by Zocher V'Shomer. Okay, the Tanya is, we learn in a Braisa, Zocher V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemru. The word Zocher from the first Dibros and Shomer from the second one was stated in one statement by Hashem, Masha in Yochel Apel Adabo, Masha in Ozen Yochel Ishmaya. The kind of thing, a human mouth could never speak such a thing, a human mouth could never be saying two words at the same time, a human ear can't hear two different words at the same time and hear them clearly, but Hashem can do that. So by the same token, when Hashem says shav, and when Hashem says that you shouldn't swear la shav, and you shouldn't swear la sheker, or that you shouldn't do edus sheker and edus shav, then Hashem said it in both the same utterance. So that's all the braisa means when it says echad hein, means that Hashem said them together. So that doesn't show that they have the same din as far as the definition of one, that they have the same definition. It can still be like Rav Dimi said, they have different definitions, whether it's l'habor or l'shavar. So that's not really an answer. Bishleima Hossam Bedibur Echad Namru. You want to say by Zohar and Shamru that was said Bedibur Echad, that has a practical implication in Halacha. Kidder of Adaba Abba. Namely, it tells us what Rab Adaba Abba said. The Omer of Adaba Abba, Noshim Chayovas, the Kiddush Hayim, Dvar Torah, women are Chayav in Kiddush. And Kiddush Minatoda. Now we use the word Kiddush Hayoyim over here, but we don't mean the daytime Kiddush. We mean the Kiddush of the beginning of the day of Shabbos, namely Friday night. So women are chayav in it Minatoda. When the pasuk says Zochros Yom Shabbos Akadosh, it means Zochrei Walayayin, mention Shabbos on a cup of wine. So women are chayav in it. Why? Now it's a mitzvah Seser Shazman Grama. Why are women chayav? Yomakro Zochor B'Shomer, because here you have the one pasuk says Zochor and the other one says Shomer, and because they were said B'Dibur Echad, then therefore the Torah is saying that they have the same din. It's making like a hekesh between them. Usually a hekesh wouldn't be, these are three chumashim apart, but here the point of saying that they would be B'Dibur Echad is precise to say that there is a hekesh between them, and therefore we learn, anybody who's subject to the rules that they have to guard Shabbos, then they also have to remember Shabbos. V'hani noshi hove isru b'shmira. Now the guarding of Shabbos applies to women. The guarding of Shabbos means a mitzvah loisaseh to not do malacha on Shabbos, and women are just as chayev in that as men, because in general the Mishnah and Kiddushin tells us women are chayev in all the mitzvah loisaseh, except with the exception whether they're hazman groma or not, with a few exceptions, and Shabbos is not among them. So women are chayev in the mitzvahs loisase of Shabbos, and therefore isnu nami b'schira, therefore zechira applies to them as well. So in other words, this is what we're saying, zochar v'shamah v'dibur echad, is not just a nice spiritual, it actually has an implication in halacha. Tosfos actually gets into a discussion over here. Does this mean that Bechlal, that Kiddush itself, is Daraisa? There's other Gemaras that seem to imply that Kiddush is Dirabanan. So Tosfos explains the concept of Kiddush itself is Daraisa, but the fact that you have to do it on wine is an Asmachta and is only Dirabanan. And then Tosfos also goes into further discussion about this point that we're saying that women are chayiv in it. In fact, it ends up being, even though the Gemara is saying over here that women are chayiv in Kiddush, there is to a certain degree a machlokas about that, about what the nature is of their chiyuv. And therefore, in the end, in Shulchan Aruch it says that women should not be motzi men with Kiddush. But basically we're saying women are chayev in Kiddush. We're talking strictly the nighttime Kiddush. So the daytime Kiddush is definitely the daytime Kiddush is definitely Dirabanan. So in principle, actually what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that in principle, because they're equally chayev, women could actually in principle be motzi men with Kiddush. However, it says v'hatchila, you shouldn't, somebody comes and asks, don't tell them that halacha l'maisa, the Alter Rebbe says shelo yavoy lezal zom mitzvah. So people shouldn't come to be careless with mitzvahs. So in principle, they are actually chayev. Actually, a nafkamina of that, the Alter Rebbe goes on to point out, is if you have a boy who's bar mitzvah, but we don't know if he has shtei sairus. So therefore, so she's chayev daraisa. He may or may not be chayev daraisa yet. So therefore, he can't make kiddush for her. So she would have to make the kiddush for herself. And if she doesn't know how to, then she'd have to stay with him word for word. But basically that's the point. In other words, we're saying that women are in fact chayev and kiddush daraisa. Again, like Tosfos says, maybe the concept of kiddush itself, just saying something about Shabbos, is daraisa, but maybe doing it on wine is only dirabanan. There was a point actually that women may be yotze kiddush with that. If they daven ma'ariv and they say vayichulu, then that alone might be enough for them to be yotze kiddush on a daraisa level. I've also once heard a vort, I believe, from Rabbi Akiva Eger that says, now like this, the question is, in that case, the husband is Yotze Kiddush Daraisa when he says Vaychulu in davening and in shul. And then the question would be, how is he then motzi his wife with Kiddush where he was already Yotze and he can't be motzi her again and she's still Chayav Daraisa? So one answer is, if she doesn't daven, he comes home, he says to her, good Shabbos. She replies, good Shabbos. Therefore, she said something in honor of Shabbos, recognizing the specialness of Shabbos, and now she was also Yotze on the basic Daraisa level, and now he's able to make Kiddush for her. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So the point is, in other words, so when you say Zochav Shomer B'Dibur Echad, means Shomer Zochav B'Dibur Echad, as it's phrased in the Chadoridi, that it has an actual practical halachic consequence. But if you're going to tell me that the Torah says age shoven, age shocker, or and you're saying that they have the same definition, what would be the nafkamina between it? Either way, he's chayev. So why would the Braisa have to stress the point that Shov and Sheker was said with Dibur Echad? What would be the nafkamina of it? It must be that rather the Braisa is saying the definition of both of them is the same, and therefore it would slog up what Reb Dini is saying, that the definitions of them are different. So the Gemara continues. So rather, what the Braisa must mean is that the same way as a person gets Malkus for being over on a Shavuos Shav, the same way he gets Malkus for doing a Shavuos Sheker. So it must be Klapilaya, which direction are you going? That seems backwards, because by Shavuos Sheker, there can be an obvious case where he gets Malkus, because there's a Maisa involved, because Shavuos Sheker would be, according to Dimi's definitions, a Shavuos Sheker would be, he says, I won't eat, and then he eats. So he's actually doing a Maisa, and therefore there's a Maisa, and therefore he can be Chayav Malkus. But as opposed to a Shavua on the past, a Shavua the Shavar, I did eat and I didn't eat. There's no Maisa. So we think he shouldn't be Chayav Malkus. So why is it, why are we saying the same way as he gets by a Shavuos Shav, as if like it's so poshut that he gets Malkus for a Shavuos Shav, the same way he gets for Sheker, that's backwards. Elaimer, fine, you're right, you have to fix up the words. Kishem shaloika al sheker, kach loika nami al shav. The same way as a person gets Malkus for a Shavuos Sheker, and that's obvious because it is a lav when there is a Maisa involved, the same way he would also get Malkus for a Shavuos Shav, even though there's no Maisa. Why? Because, again, since the Pasuk says, So Rashi explains, because since the Pasuk says, Lo yinaka Hashem, Esa Shuyisa Shmuel Ashav, Hashem will not cleanse somebody who swears uselessly in Hashem's name, that implies Hashem won't clean him up, but based in here on earth, is responsible to clean him up, namely by giving him malchus. Well, the Gemara says in that case also, Pshita, high lav, the high lav. Well, in that case, then it's Poshit. Both of them are lavim, and both of them are, and both of them, therefore, should be equally high of malchus. And the answer is Mao de Tema. The Gemara answer is Mao de Tema, because otherwise you might have thought, after all, maybe not. Could omelate a Papa Abaya, as we find, a Papa goes on to ask Abaya further in the Sugya, which we'll learn tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Lo Yanaka Klal. Maybe the Pasuk means that he won't be cleaned up at all. Hashem won't clean him up from the consequences of the Avera. And Bastin is also not responsible to give him Malkus for it. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Pasuk wants to tell us, Kiddushani Lay, like what Abaya answered to the Papa, that in fact it means that Bastin is responsible to give him Malkus. So therefore, so we see that, yes, there is Malkus for Shavuos Shav. It's a Lav Shein Meisa. The Pasuk is implying that it doesn't matter. Tosfos, by the way, points out that this means, now at this point, the Gemara is not saying anymore B'dibur Echad. We don't have to say that Shav and Sheker were said B'dibur Echad. The point is, rather, we're learning from Lo Yinaka Hashem, but then Tosfos goes on to say that, in fact, it's both. They were said B'dibur Echad, and the Yerushalmi and the Sifri give several other examples of things that were said B'dibur Echad, including even things that seem to be contradictory, like where the Torah says you can't be Mechal on Shabbos, but then it says you bring Korbanos on Shabbos, even though several Malachas are involved. So in fact, it's both. They were said B'dibur Echad, but the fact that he gets Malkus, we learn from the fact that it says, Lo Yinaka Hashem, implying that Beis Din is responsible to do something about it. The Gemara gives another answer. You can explain the Braisa as follows. It means Kishem should maybe Korban al Sheker, the same way as a person brings a Korban for doing a Shavuos Sheker, for Shavuos Lahaba, Kach maybe Korban al Shav, the same way he's going to bring a Korban for Shavuos Shav, for Shavuos Lashavar. So the same way as if he were to say, I will eat this, and he doesn't, if he says, I won't eat this, and he ends up eating it, he's going to be Chayav a Korban when he ate the Shogig, the same way, if he were to make a Shavuos, I did eat, and by mistake, and he forgets and thinks that he ate, and really he didn't eat, then we're saying he'd be Chayav a Korban for that as well. And that would be Rav Akiva. That would be specifically according to Rav Akiva. The Mechayev L'Sha'over Kelabba. Where later on in the parak we're going to discuss that Rav Akiva holds that a person is Chayev a korban for Shavua L'Sha'over just as much as Labba. You could argue that the Shavua L'Sha'over is just a mistake, and then he didn't mean to say it. He forgot, but nevertheless, Rav Akiva would hold that he's Chayev a korban for it. However, then the Gemara says one more contradiction on Rav Dimi. So in other words, the point is when the Braisa says shov and sheker are the same thing, doesn't necessarily mean that they have the same definition. It can mean they were said b'dibur echad, or it can mean that the consequences for them both are the same. But the Gemara says Meisvi, Ezri Shuas Shav, another Braisa says, what is a Shuas Shav? Nishbal Shanis is a Yidul Adam, where a person swears to change something that's known to other people. So in other words, he swears on something which is known to not be so. Shavuos Sheker, Nishbal HaChlif, and a Shavuos Sheker is where he's swearing to change something. So in other words, he's swearing something, and then, for example, he did something different. So therefore, we see Shavuos Sheker is L'shavar. He says that he swore that he ate, and really he didn't eat, or vice versa. So not like Rav Dimi, who says that a Sheker is only Shavuos Shabbat. So the Gemara says, "Ema nishba umachlif." It means, rather, the Braisa means that he swears and he changes. He swears to do something and then he does the opposite, and then that's what it means. So not necessarily that it means that a shvuos sheker is labba. It can still mean that a shvuos sheker is l'sha'avar. Or rather, that a shvuos shav would be the shav, and a shvuos sheker would be the haba, where he says, I will do something, and then umachlef, and then he switches it around and does the opposite. So it would still fit with Rav Dimi's definition. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and we'll talk about these various dinim of shvuos shav and shvuos sheker, and all the ramifications of those.